Out of range. A rattlesnake can see to strike and kill a running rodent in complete darkness. How can this be, when seeing means using the eyes to detect light, and complete darkness means the absence of any light? It is possible because these definitions are based on human capabilities. What we call light is actually only a small portion. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet of the spectrum of electromagnetic radiation. Other animals see wavelengths we cannot. For example, insects and birds see patterns on flowers that reflect ultraviolet wavelengths invisible to us. Similarly, rattlesnakes can see infrared wavelengths that are invisible to us, although at high enough levels of intensity, humans feel these wavelengths as heat. It is not the snake's eyes that perceive infrared wavelengths. Rattlesnakes and their relatives have pit organs containing high densities of infrared-sensitive neurons. The two pits located between the nostrils and the eyes on each side of the skull are positioned in such a way that sensory receptor cells in the pits receive directional information. The fields of view of the bilateral pits are overlapping and thus convey a three-dimensional perspective. Information from the pit organs goes to the same region of the brain as information from the eyes, so rattlesnakes actually do see the world in a range of electromagnetic radiation that is different from the human visual spectrum. Our definition of silence is as arbitrary as our definition of darkness. Sound is actually pressure waves in the environment, and many animals are sensitive to pressure waves with frequencies we cannot hear. Elephants communicate in sound waves that are below human hearing range. Such long waves travel great distances, an advantage to large animals that roam over extensive areas. Bats emit incredibly loud, short wavelength sound pulses that are far above our range of hearing, and a flying bat hears echoes of these pulses bouncing off objects in the environment. The pulses are so loud and the echoes are so weak that it is rather like a construction worker trying to overhear a whispered conversation while using a pneumatic drill. Why don't the loud pulses drown out the weak echoes for the bat? Small muscles in the bat's ears contract to dampen their hearing sensitivity while the sounds are being emitted, but relax in time for the bat to hear the echo, a truly remarkable ability, since the pulses are emitted at rates of 20 to 80 per second. Our senses are our windows on the world. Reality is what our eyes see, our ears hear, our noses smell, what we touch and taste. But human beings sense only a limited range of the information available. Animals with different ranges of sensitivity process different sources of information and may perceive reality quite differently.